学英文跟西班牙文，所以我开车的时候通常会听两个电台。
And in order to learn, better learn English and also Spanish, I would often listen to two stations while driving.
一个就是 FM 107.9。
The first is FM 107.9.
这是一个基督教电台。
This is a Christian radio station.
另外一个是87.7，这个是天主教的电台。
And the other is 87.7, and this is a Catholic radio station.
那这一阵子呢，一直听到的就是耶稣的降生以及一些耶稣降生的诗歌。
So recently, I've been listening to a lot of nativity programs and also the Christmas carols.
大家也在互相道别的时候也一定会说祝你圣诞快乐。
Now, of course, right now during this time, we often greet each other or we greet other people or other people might greet us by saying Merry Christmas.
那我们知道我们教会我们并不庆祝圣诞节。
And of course, we know that our church does not celebrate Christmas.
那有几个原因。
There are a couple of reasons.
第一个原因呢，就是耶稣的降生，他应该不是12月25日。
The first is because the actual birth date of Christ is most likely not December 25th.
因为圣经里头并没有记载耶稣降生的日子。
Because the Bible never records the exact date where Lord Jesus was born.
现在大多数人传统上所定的这个12月25日，这个也是一个很值得怀疑的一个日子。
And actually, many people today, outside of our church, they even doubt this date of December 25th.
所以我在电台上面听到的有些牧师呢，他们也是这么讲，说这个日子不正确。
And even the ministers on the radio stations, they say that this date is probably not accurate.
但是他说特别定一个日子来庆祝耶稣的降生。这是有意义的。
But they still say there is meaning to set a date, any date or some date to celebrate the birth of Christ. This is still meaningful.
那圣经里头是有强调着主耶稣降生对整个人类它是很重要的。
And the Bible does say that that the birth of the Christ is very important for the salvation of man.
所以我们在讲到的时候，我们也会常常提到。耶稣基督的降生。
That's why in sermons we would also speak of the birth of Christ.
比如说从主耶稣的降生我们来学习什么叫做谦卑。
For example, from the message of the birth of Christ, we can learn of how to be humble.
但是圣经并没有教导我们说要特别去定一个日子来庆祝耶稣的降生。
But in the same way, the Bible never says for us to set a date so that we can annually celebrate the birth of Christ.
所以第一个，这个日子不对。
So first of all, this date is inaccurate.
第二个，圣经并没有要我们去定个日子来庆祝耶稣的降生。
And second of all, the Bible never tells us to set a date so that we can celebrate the birth of Christ.
我们在讲道的时候，我们可以常常去提起。耶稣的降生的重要，这样就够了。
And we can always mention in sermons regarding the teachings regarding the birth of Christ. This is sufficient.
那另外一个就是其实所谓的圣诞节现在已经是非常的商业化。
And the third reason is we know that Christmas today is very materialistic.
我觉得更有意义的是在这个年底的时候我们来做一些感想，做一些反省。反而是更重要、更有意义的。
I feel what is more important and was probably more meaningful is to use this year end to do some self-examination.
我们都很喜欢跟神来同行，跟主耶稣同行。
I believe we all love to walk and to abide in God.
主耶稣他也欢迎我们跟他同行。
And Lord Jesus, even his desire is for us to walk with him.
今天你跟那个。总统说：“我要跟你同行。”
If today you say to the president, "I will walk with you."
我想很难。
I believe this is actually very difficult.
因为我们实在是很平凡、很平凡的老百姓，我们不太可能跟总统同行。
Because we are all normal, ordinary citizens, And it's not likely that we will walk with the president.
哦，但是天上的真神他愿意让我们来跟他同行。
But our God in heaven desires for us to walk with him.
哦，所以我们也要想想看，那我们如何来跟神同行。
So we also have to think about how do we walk with God.
哦，这是一个很简单的字眼，跟神同行。
Because to walk with God is very easy to say.
就好像你知道我要去哪里，你说我能不能跟你一起去。
As if we're saying, oh, I know where you're going, can I go with you?
哦，我说好啊，那我们一起去。
And then that person might respond, of course, let us go together.
哦，伟大的主耶稣跟我们的相处就是这么容易。
But our great Lord Jesus, this is how easy this relationship can be.
哦，但是跟神同行却有一个很大的空间，让我们去做比较深入的思考。
But there's also a lot of a space for us to do a lot of examination.
那到底我们如何来跟神同行？
So how do we walk with God?
啊，今天我用自我反省啊，来做我们互相的勉励。
Today I like to focus on self-examination for our encouragement.
啊，我们用自我反省来跟神同行。
That we use self-examination for us to allow us to walk with God.
我们请看《使徒行传》十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 36. Verse 36. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, Come, let us return and visit the believers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are doing.
这里保罗对巴拿巴说，我们去探访那些弟兄姐妹，看他们的情况如何。
So here Paul and Barnabas, they wanted to revisit the believers to see how they're doing.
那这个也是对我们一个很好的提醒。好，我们要看看我们的情况如何。
So this is also a very good reminder for all of us. We need to see how we are doing.
主耶稣愿意跟我们见面，在我们现在的情况。
Yeah, Lord Jesus is willing to meet us in our current situation.
无论我们现在是多么的糟糕，多么的不好，主耶稣愿意见我们。
That no matter how difficult or if we're in a bad situation, Lord Jesus is willing to meet us.
就好像主耶稣刻意的来到撒该的面前。
Just like how Lord Jesus is willing to go before Zacchaeus.
在那个时候，撒该是众人所认为的罪人。
Because Zacchaeus at the time was a sinner in the eyes of all people.
那在撒该还是罪人的时候，主耶稣来跟他见面。
And as while Zacchaeus was a sinner, Lord Jesus was willing to go and meet him.
这是我们一个很大的恩典，很大的安慰。
This is a great comfort and grace.
就在我们现在眼前的境况，主耶稣跟我们同在，跟我们见面。
That in our current situation, the Lord is willing to come to us and meet with us.
但是我们实在是希望我们在一个好的属灵状况来跟神同行。
Now, of course, we wish that we are in a good spiritual condition for us to walk with God.
所以我们我用十个问题，我们一起来反省评估一下我们的灵性。
So I'd like to use 10 questions to determine our current spiritual condition.
第一个，我们是不是很关心我们自己属灵的状况？
The first is, do we care about our current spiritual condition?
其实主耶稣他很在意我们的属灵的状况。
Because Lord Jesus actually emphasizes and plays a lot of special importance on our spiritual condition.
就好像当时的保罗，他也很在意弟兄姐妹的属灵的状况。
Just like here, Paul was very, he wanted to see how the believers were doing.
所以他对巴拿巴说，我们去看看。
That's why he said to Barnabas, let us go take a look.
常常反而我们自己却很不在意我们的属灵状况。
But it seems very natural for us to neglect our current spiritual condition.
请看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章十七节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Verse 17. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing. You do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked.
所以说，老底家教会的弟兄姐妹啊，他们不知道他们的属灵状况。
Here, the people in Laodicea, they did not understand their current spiritual condition.
啊，他们或许很关心他们的家庭。
Perhaps they care a lot about their families.
啊，或许他们很用心在他们的事业。
Perhaps they put a lot of effort into their daily business.
啊，就好像啊，今天我们也是要。我们也都很关心 很看重我们的家庭我们的事业
Just like today, we all care about our families We all want to do well in our business、
哦、这个是好的这个是对的
These are good things、
啊、但是呢不要忽略了除了这个之外还有那个很重要的甚至是更重要的
But we cannot neglect something that is even more important、
啊、这个老底家教会这里说他们觉得他们很富足
Here, the people in Laodicea, they say, I am rich.
啊，他们很用心的在赚更多的钱。
That they spend a lot of time to make money.
啊，但是他们忽略了，没有在留意那个永恒的事情。
But they did not pay attention to the things that are eternal.
人必须要面对死。
That all of us will eventually encounter death.
啊，所以我们必须要面对审判。
Therefore, we will all be judged.
所以我们必须要面对永恒。
And therefore, we will all have to face what is eternal.
啊，所以我们要面对天国跟地狱。
And we all have to face heaven and hell.
啊，在我们很关心我们的家庭、我们的事业当中，我们是不是也很在意将来的永恒
？That while we are caring for our family or working, do we care about what is eternal?
啊，有时候看起来有些人好像活得他好像永远不会死的样子。
And there are some people who live as if they will never die.
哦，有些人忙的好像他永远不会面对审判的样子。
There are some people who are so busy, they busy themselves as if they feel like they'll never be judged.
哦，其实从圣经来看，死亡、审判、永恒，这个是一个我们必须很严肃去面对的事实。
But these three things, the death, judgment,And the eternity is something that all of us will have to face one day.
请看路加福音十六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章二十八节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 28. Verse 28. For I have five brothers, that he may warn them so that they will not also come into this place of torment.
这个财主要求说，我还有五个。五个兄弟，他们还在人世间。
This rich man said that I have five brothers who are still living.
啊，希望能够让这个能已经得救的拉撒路去他们向他们做见证。
And he wanted the Lazarus who was saved to go to them so that he could testify.
他这五个兄弟还是过着好像他们不会死亡，他们不会。面对将来的审判的那种生活。
These five brothers are still living a life as if they will never die, that they will never be judged.
啊，有时候或多或少啊，我们也好像这样在过我们的生活。
And there are times more or less that we are like this in our life.
哦，好像那些事情我们知道很重要，但是好像还很遥远。
That we know these things are all very important, but they still seem far away.
哦，所以我们不是很在意我们属灵的状况。
Therefore, we are not very attentive to our spiritual condition.
啊，第二个问题，为了要得救，我们到底做了些什么？
And the second question I'd like to ask everyone is, what have we done for us to be saved?
请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章十二节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. Verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
这意思就是说，得救啊，进天国啊，是要努力的。
And the meaning of this is that to be saved, to enter heaven, it requires us to strive.
这是很简单的道理，我们都同意的。你要达到某一个目标，你是要努力的。
This is a basic concept that we all understand. For us to achieve a goal, we have to put in effort.
啊， 比如说为了要有一个健康的身体，你必须要努力的控制你的饮食。
Just like if we want to be, have a healthy body, we have to control what we eat.
为了要有一个健康的身体，你可能要努力的找时间做一些运动。
That if we want a healthy body, we have to find time, put in effort and exercise.
所以我们常常会看到我们的朋友说，过了晚上六点以后，我就不再吃东任何东西了。
That's why some people say that after 6 o'clock at night, I don't eat anything.
没关系，这吃一次嘛，好好吃啊。
And even though we encourage them, then we try to convince them, saying, "Oh, this is so good, you have to try it."
有些人真的就是这么努力，不吃就是不吃。
But some people are just that determined; they will not eat after 6.
那我们也很容易发现说，这样的人。他的身体真的也比较健康一点。
And we also find that it is indeed that their bodies are healthier.
这风这么大，天气这么冷，但是还是看到有人在外面在跑步，在运动。
That even though we see it's so cold and we're so windy, but we still see people jogging.
你要健康，你就必须要有一些的努力。
That if we want to be healthy, we have to put in work.
学校里头，我们常常看到一些。年纪已经蛮大的人，或者已经在工作的人，他又回学校里头去修一些课。
We often see in colleges that there are people who are working, yet they still go back to school to learn to take more classes.
为了要有一个更好的工作，为了要让自己的工作做得更好，他必须要有这样的努力。
In order to have a better job or to do better in their current job, that they put in this extra effort.
那还有什么比得救还重要？
And we ask ourselves, what is more important than our salvation?
那到底我们为了得救，我们做些什么？
And that for our salvation, what have we done?
第三个我们问问我们自己。我们常常参加教会的一些活动。
And the third question we ask ourselves, we know that we often attend many activities at church.
那到底是为了什么？
What is the purpose of our attendance?
那当我们在参加这些活动的，这些聚会、这些活动的时候，我们用怎样的心来参加？
When we attend these activities or we just attend service, what kind of heart do we have when we attend?
是否能够多多参加教会的聚会活动，这个是好的，这是可以肯定的。
And for us to be able to attend more services or more activities, this is something that is good.
但是我们如果稍微不注意的话，我们会进入一个盲点里头。
But if we are not careful, we often enter into a
blind spot.
A blind spot.
因为其实有时候我们只是在满足自己的良心。
Because oftentimes we're just trying to satisfy our own conscience.
因为我是一个基督徒。
We say to ourselves, I am a Christian.
所以我必须要。参加这些聚会跟活动。
Therefore, I should attend these services and activities.
这是我们很容易有的一个盲点。
This is a blind spot in our life.
我们只是在好像在尽我们的义务，尽我们的本分。
That we're only doing this out of duty.
当然，能够参加这个已经是很好。
But of course, for us to attend, this is already a good thing.
但是因为我们是要跟神同行。
But because we want to walk with God.
所以我们也要去反省一下。我们的心态是怎样？
We have to reflect and examine ourselves. What is our attitude?
我们知道这个先知书里头很多的时候是先知在责备当时的这些显明。
We know in the prophetical books, oftentimes the prophets are rebuking the people of the time.
当时他们的道德信仰都是非常的堕落。
That their morality at the time was very low.
虽然他们还有很多的宗教活动
，Even though they seem to be very religious and have many rituals，
虽然还是有很多人很热心的在那边参与这些敬拜神的活动
，And even though there are many people who still attended and participated in these rituals，
但是神并没有悦纳他们的献祭
，But God was not pleased with their sacrifice。
神是怎么说呢
？And what did God say？
请看阿摩斯书第四章
，We can turn to the book of Amos chapter 4。
阿摩斯书第四章第四节。
Amos chapter 4 verse 4.
在旧约圣经1075页，阿摩斯书第四章第四节。
Amos chapter 4 verse 4. Come to Bethel and transgress, to Gilgal and multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days.
第五节。
Verse 5. Bring a thank offering of leavened bread and proclaim free will offerings, publish them. For so you love to do, O people of Israel, says the Lord God.
在第四节说，很多以色列人他们到伯特利，他们到基甲。
Here it says many people go to Bethel or Gilgal.
这两个地方都是这个敬拜神的地方。
These are all places of or centers of worship.
那他们到那里也真的在拜神。在做献祭。
Indeed, they go there and they worship and they offer sacrifices.
但是神怎么讲呢？
But what did God say to all of them?
神是说你们去那边犯罪。
He said that they go to these places to transgress or sin.
神并没有接纳他们的敬拜，他们的献祭。
That God did not accept their offerings.
第五节讲到说，因为这个是你们所喜爱的。
And here in verse 5 it says, For so you love to do.
表面上看起来他们是在献祭，在敬拜神。
That on the outside it seems like they're all worshiping and worshiping God.
那其实他们不是为了神，他们只是为了自己。
But they were not doing any of these things for God, but they're doing it for themselves.
所以参加教会的一些活动，这个是必须的，这个是重要的。
And we know that to attend services, this is something that is necessary.
但是这个不是敬拜神的全部。
But this is not the complete meaning of worshiping God.
还要包括着我们的心是归向神。
We have to, this also includes that we have to give our hearts to God.
所以少部分有些少部分的人虽然看起来好像参加了很多聚会，但是他并没有真正的平安跟喜乐。
So there's a small population that even though they attend the many services, but yet they do not go there joyfully.
没有那种里头真正的平安跟喜乐。
They do not receive the true peace and joy in their hearts.
怎么知道呢？
And how do we know?
你看他对待人跟处理事情。就能够看得出来。
And we can see this in the way they treat others or they handle their business.
有时候少部分的人在对待人在处理事情呢，还是很情绪化，还是很属实。
That many people, when we see them treat other people or they do things in their daily life, we see that they're still very worldly.
有时候会让人觉得困惑说，那他不是常常参加聚会吗？
And many people might see this and ask, doesn't this person attend many services?
有人会说，这不是一个已经信主很久的所谓的老信徒吗？
They might ask, hasn't this person believed in the Lord for a very long time?
为什么他在处理事情是这样的方式，这么的情绪化，这么的属事？
That why would they do something according to their something so worldly or satisfy their own desires.
所以神所要的应该比这些看得见的还要多。
So what God desires is more than just the things that we see on the outside.
所看得见的这个也是重要的。
Even though the things we see on the outside is important.
但是这个不是全部。
But this is not everything.
我们请看马太福音23章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 23.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 23.
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others.
这主耶稣很少用这个很重很严厉的话来责备人。
It seems like Lord Jesus doesn't often use these harsh words to criticize others.
但是在这里主耶稣用了很重的话说你们有祸。
But here, Lord Jesus used very severe words to rebuke them, saying, Woe to you!
这些文士、华丽赛人，他们都是在犹太社会里头对神、对信仰很热衷、很热心的人。
These scribes and Pharisees at the time were very fervent people to God.
那主耶稣的结论是告诉他们说，最后下半句话说，这个是你们应当做的，但是那个也是不可不行的。But
yet we see the conclusion of this verse, Lord Jesus said, "It is these you ought to have practice without neglecting the others."
那在这里说，这个是你们应当行的，是指着那个生活里头的那一个。 行为、公义、怜悯跟信实。So
these things that they ought to have practiced are the things that they that are justice, mercy, and faith. The things that have to do with the other people.
哦，这是在对待人、处理事情的时候应该有的原则。
That these are principles they need when dealing with relationships or your daily business.
哦，一个心中真的有平安喜乐的人，他才有办法用这样的原则来对待人。
And only someone who has this peace and joy in their hearts are able to have these three things and treating other people.
哦，所以这些文士、华丽赛人在表面上，他们参与了很多的活动，做了很多的事情。So
even though these scribes and Pharisees, even though they seem to attend many services or do a lot for God,
啊，但是他们的心，事实上并没有归向神。But
yet their hearts did not belong to God.
啊，请看箴言23章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言23章26节.
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. Verse 26. My child, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
我想我们不希望我们的孩子啊，把家好像只是当做这个旅馆一样。
And I believe we all hope that our children does not treat our homes as if a hotel.
哦，当他累了，当他需要休息了，他回到家里睡觉。That
they only go home when they're tired and they need to sleep.
哦，当他肚子饿了，啊，没有钱花了，他回来家里有得吃。That
only when they're hungry or they need money do they ever come home.
哦，当他觉得寒冷了，他回来家里避寒。
That only when it's cold outside, they come home so that they can be warm.
当然，家本来就是应该这样子。But
of course, these are all things that the home can provide.
哦，没有地方去了，就是回到家。That
if you have nowhere to go, come home.
哦，这就是为什么家这么重要，家这么吸引人。That's
why home is so important and so attractive to everyone.
哦，但是如果我们的孩子真的只是这样子的话，我们做父母亲的。
But if our child only comes home when he needs something, as parents, this is very sad.
哦，我们希望我们孩子的心是在这个家。We
hope that our children's hearts are in the home.
哦，这个是他的家，这个不是他休息的地，不是只是他休息的地方。That
this is the child treats their home as if it is a home and not just a hotel.
哦，这是他的家，不是只是他肚子饿了。 来这里吃东西的地方。That
the child treats the home not just as if it was a restaurant.
那所以我们的神也是这样子，要我们的心归向他。In
the same way, our God desires our hearts to belong to Him.
我们的心归向神，我们才会喜欢神给我们的道路。That
only when our hearts belong to God will we be pleased with the road that God has led us on.
孩子的心有在家里头归向父母亲。 孩子才会欣赏 appreciate 父母亲给他的道路。That
only when the child's hearts are at home will the child appreciate the path that the parents have led them on.
哦，我们走在神给我们的道路上面，我们才能够真的去体会到神的爱、神的恩典。That
only when we walk on the path provided by God can we experience God's love.
第四个问题。 我们要问我们自己，我们的过患有没有得到赦免？And
the fourth question we should ask ourselves is, have we been forgiven for our sins?
有时候我们活在好像我们都没有过患，我们都没有罪的那种情况，那种样子。Sometimes
we have an attitude as if we have never committed any sins or we have not recently committed any sins.
所以我们不会去在意说我的过犯、我的罪有没有得赦免。
Therefore, we feel there is no need for us to ask whether or not our sins have been forgiven.
但是主耶稣他是怎么看呢？
But what did Lord Jesus do?
请看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章第十节。
John chapter 13 verse 10.
那下半句话，主耶稣说：“你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。”
At the last part of this verse, it says, "You are clean, though not all of you."
我们知道这是在指着犹大。
We know that this is referring to Judas.
犹大他是不干净的，但是他并不知道他不干净。
Judas is unclean, yet he does not realize how unclean he is.
如果他知道的话，他会赶快回头的。
Because if he did understand this, he would turn back.
所以我们不要成为一个在干净的团体当中的一个不干净的。
So let us not be someone who is unclean in a group of people who are clean.
是的，我们都一起领受了救恩。
That indeed all of us have received salvation.
但是常常我们的言语、我们的思想、行为离神的标准还有一段距离。
But many times our thoughts, our actions, our words are still lacking when compared to God's standards.
神的赦免还是免费的，而且是全然的赦免。
That even though God's forgiveness is complete,
而且是免费的。
And it's also free.
但是啊，他不会自动的给。
But this forgiveness is not automatic.
在我们的生活当中，当我们还有过犯的时候
，that in our lives while we still sin，
那我们知道怎么知道我们有过犯
？And how do we know we have sin？
这就是为什么我们还是要常常自我的反省。
This is why we must continually self-examine ourselves. Self-examine.
那神愿意赦免我们，但是不是自动的赦免。
That God is willing to forgive us, but this forgiveness is not automatic.
那我们如何让我们的过患能够继续的得着赦免？
And we all wish for our sins to be forgiven.
那有两件事情我们必须要做。
There are two things that we must do.
第一个，请看马太福音第六章。
The first is in Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章十四节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 14. Verse 14. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
这里说，我们饶恕别人，天父也要饶恕我们。
Here it tells us that if we forgive others, then our heavenly Father will forgive us.
所以，神的赦免是免费的，但是它不是自动的。
So even though God's forgiveness is free, but it's not automatic.
就是我们要先去饶恕别人。
Meaning that we have to first forgive others.
所以一个人如果不懂得去饶恕别人。
And if someone does not know or does not want to forgive others.
他可能是还一直活在那个过患没有得到赦免的状况里头。
Then that person might still be living in a condition of sin.That has not been forgiven.
我们不希望我们是在没有被赦免的状况里头来跟神同行。
And we hope that we cannot be still living in a condition of sin and expect to walk with God.
所以，第一个很要紧的，让我们不断的告诉我们自己，我们要赦免别人。
So the first thing we must do is we have to continually remind ourselves to forgive others.
这样子。我才能够很确定的，天父也赦免我。
So then we can be very sure that our heavenly Father will forgive us.
那第二个就是很谦卑的，继续的信靠神，在神的面前来承认我们的过犯。
And the second thing we do is to very humbly repent before God.
那我们的这种悔改，是一定会被神悦纳的。
And this is a repentance that God will accept.
请看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
First John chapter 1 verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
第九节。
Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这个约翰啊，他讲的是非常的实在。
Here, John says something that's very realistic or practical.
他说，我们如果说自己没有罪，就是在欺骗自己。
He said that if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves.
我们如果说我不需要去赦免别人，我们是在害自己，在欺骗自己。
That if we ever say that I do not need to forgive anyone, then we are just harming ourselves and deceiving ourselves.
当我们说我不需要去赦免别人，就在表示说。我们没有过患，我们不需要神的赦免。
And to, because when we say that we do not need to forgive others, it's also saying that we have no sin, therefore we do not need to forgive.
那所以第九节啊，就讲到我们如果承认自己的罪，啊，主耶稣就赦免我们，他保险再一次洗净我们。
And verse 9, it also continues by saying if we confess our sins, then Lord Jesus will forgive us and use His blood to wash us continually.
告诉我们主耶稣的宝血在我们身上的功效不是只有在洗礼的那一刹那。
And this tells us that the effect of baptism does not just occur at the point of our baptism.
而是这个宝血的功效一直在我们的生活里头。
But that this blood continues to wash us in our daily lives afterwards.
这就是为什么这洗礼是这么的重要，是这么的美好。
And this is why the baptism is so important and so wonderful.
这是为了让我们能够以更好的属灵状况来跟神同行。
So that we can have a better spiritual condition, so that we can continually walk with God.
啊，我们不要把它误用了，啊，认为说是，那我们神好像在鼓励我们可以多多去犯罪。
And we should not abuse this and sin and use this as an excuse so that we can continue to sin.
所以第二章第一节啊，这个约翰很快在补充说，我写这个。这些话告诉你们是要叫你们不犯罪。
That's why in chapter 2 verse 1, John continues by saying, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin.
那我们回到重点，我们评估一下，啊，我们的过患是否得着赦免。
So let us think back and have we and think to ourselves, have we been forgiven for our sins?
就是我们要想一下，我们有没有去赦免别人。
That's, by doing so, we need to think,Have we forgiven others?
第五个，让我们想想看，我们是不是还有那种刚蒙受恩典的时候的那一种热忱跟感动。
The fifth question we need to ask ourselves is, do we still have the desire, fervency, of closeness to God as if we first believed?
这保罗说，我们在主耶稣基督里头都要变成新人。
Paul said that in Lord Jesus we all have to become new people.
哦，真的在蒙受恩典的时候，我们真的就变成新人。
Indeed, when we have received this grace, it is as if we are a new person.
哦，我们总是被这个啊神的话语，被神的爱。来感动着我们，来激励着我们。
That we are moved and touched by God's love and His words, and it is a great motivation for us.
但是我们也都很清楚的知道，这种感动，这种热忱啊，它很多时候它是会冷却，会退步的。
But we also know that in reality,this initial desire or we feel for God will eventually level out.
因为这是我们人的本质啊，是脆弱的。
Because this is the nature of humans that we are weak.
我们是容易偏向于这个世界的。
That is very easy for us to stray and head towards the things in the world.
所以我们才需要做反省。
That's why we have to examine ourselves.
让我们的改变。是继续的在进行着。
That we are continually changing so that we are moving forward.
让我们的结果子，它可以继续的在进行。
So that we can continually bear fruit.
那怎么来检验一下我们的热忱、我们的感动，是不是还是 还是存在。
So how do we measure whether our fervency is still at a high level?
我们对罪是不是还那么敏感？
That are we still sensitive to sin?
我们对罪是不是还那么的厌恶？
That we still that sin completely turns us off.
如果我们没有反省的话，在这方面我们很容易会麻木的。
That if we do not self-examine ourselves, we often will become numb.
我们还是知道什么是对，什么是错。
Now, even though we might still understand what is correct and what is not.
但是我们并没有这样来要求自己。
But we do not set place these standards upon ourselves.
反而我们常常会用我们所知道的知识去要求别人。
But rather we will use our own wisdom or knowledge and place our standards on other people.
其实我们自己本身对罪已经没有那么敏感。
In the reality, our own sensitivity to sin has already been dulled.
我们对那些不对的事情，我们并没有厌恶。
That we do not flee or separate ourselves from those things that are dirty.
一个最好、最明显的例子就是大卫。
And a clear example of this is David.
请看撒母记下十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel, chapter 12.
撒母记下十二章第五节。
2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 5. Verse 5, then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. He said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die.
在知识上，大卫知道什么是对，什么是不对。
According to wisdom and knowledge, David clearly understands what is right and what is wrong.
在知识上，他知道什么是犯罪。
He knows what it is to sin.
所以他马上的做出这样的一个判断。
Therefore, he was able to make this judgment.
他说，做这个恶的，做这个坏事的人，这一个人应该死。
Therefore, he said that the man who has committed this sin should be put to death.
第六节。
Verse 6. He shall restore the land fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity.
大卫的知识，他知道这样的人是没有爱心、没有怜悯的。
He knows that the person who does this crime does not have love or mercy.
但是第七节，拿单对大卫说，你就是那一个人。
But here in verse 7, Nathan, he responded to David saying, you are that man.
大卫本身他已经对罪没有那个敏感心，没有那个厌恶的心。
That David, he no longer had the sensitivity towards sin.
但是他还知道要求别人。
But yet he still has, he places these standards upon other people.
如果这就是一种邪恶的话，人真的很邪恶。
And if this is a type of evil, then yes, men are evil.
如果这是人性的一个矛盾的话，真的人很矛盾。
And this is an enigma of humans, then yes, it is a very troubling.
所以，其实我们很容易的就能，只要我们愿意反省，我们很容易来看出我们的热忱，我们的感动到哪里。
And if we self-examine ourselves, we will see the level of our spiritual condition.
再来我们看一下我们时间的分配，我们也就能够评估我们的热忱在哪里。
Another way for us to measure our fervency is to examine our allocation of time.
我们看看我们是有用多少的时间是在爱弟兄姐妹，是在注重我们的灵性。
That how much time do we spend loving our brothers and sisters or caring for them?
所以我们要问问我们自己，我们属灵的情况如何。
So we have to ask ourselves, what is our current spiritual condition?
我们今天早上就先一起用这五个问题，我们来评估。
This morning we'll use these five questions so that we can we ask ourselves these five questions so that we can determine.
我也是用这样在反省我自己。
And I too use these questions to measure myself.
我们希望我们都能够用一个更好的属灵状况来跟神同行。
We all hope that we can have a better spiritual condition so that we can walk with, continue to walk with God.
唱诗211首.
Let's sing hymn 211.